A lot of focus this election season in Vermont has been on statewide races, but voters will also be choosing who represents them in the state legislature. Voters in Chittenden County have a lot of choices to make for state senate. The county has 6 seats, and 13 candidates are running for them. Here to break down the Chittenden County Senate race is VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Hey, Liam.
Hi, Henry.
So all 6 incumbent senators are Democrats in Chittenden County, and 3 of them have also won the Progressive Party nomination. Who's challenging them?
There are 7 challengers in this Senate race: 3 Republicans, 2 Libertarians, an independent candidate, and a candidate for a party called Fair Representation Vermont.
Okay. And so what themes and issues have come up so far?
Well, to kind of divide it into 2 large themes, you have the incumbents who are all running and saying, here's our record, here's what we've done in Montpelier, and you should support it so we can go back and continue to do work like raising the minimum wage, passing paid family leave. And then you have the challengers, and they're from different parties, but the theme that you kind of hear from all of them is that the Chittenden County Senate delegation needs some political and ideological diversity.
Basically, that there's too many Democrats and progressives, and there should be some way to shake it up.
Right. And they kind of point to this press release that came out a while ago that says the incumbents are running as a slate. And so they're asking voters to, you know, support everybody on that slate. And so challengers are saying that's an example of how the delegation is not really all that ideologically different from each other.
And so how are incumbents responding to that notion that the delegation should have more political diversity?
They're saying voters should pick candidates based on their stances on the issues and the values that the candidates hold. So they're saying, you know, you should vote for us if you agree with our ideas, and you shouldn't just vote to add political diversity if you don't agree with that political thought.
Well, let's talk about the Republicans first in this race. Chittenden County is generally seen as a very liberal area. So how are Republicans feeling about their chances?
Well, I talked to Mike Donahue. He's the chair of the Chittenden County Republican Party, and he told me he was feeling pretty optimistic about the race.
Given the configuration of this at-large district, that gives us an opportunity to defeat, hopefully, 3 of these progressive Democratic senators.
And so they have 3 candidates this year. The last time in 2016, they only had 1 candidate. And they feel like they've got a strong set of candidates from all over the county, including Alex Farrell, who is a young candidate in his 20s. And you've seen a lot of his signs around if you've been driving around Chittenden County. And he's been pretty visible, talking a lot about keeping young people in the state. And the Republicans feel pretty good that Alex Farrell, Dana Maxfield, and Paul Dame, the 3 candidates, are going to do well in this campaign.
Well, how about the Democratic incumbents? Are they feeling like they're at any risk of losing their seats?
I think in general, the Democrats feel pretty good. I spoke to Terry Anderson, the state chair of the Vermont Democratic Party, and he told me that he feels pretty good about the race.
We're looking at national trends and state trends right now where it's a very tough year to be running with an R behind your name.
When I spoke with the incumbent candidates, they did tell me they're still campaigning. And so of those 6 incumbents, you have Ginny Lyons, Phil Baruth, Michael Sorotkin, Debbie Ingram, Chris Pearson, and also Senate President Tim Ashe. And just, you know, I think even though Chittenden County is a solidly liberal area, they're still trying to campaign and make sure that they're out there talking to voters.
And besides the major party candidates, as we mentioned, there are 4 other people in this race. So what can you tell us about them?
You have 2 Libertarian candidates, Loyal Plouffe and Seth Kinnoyer, and they're not running necessarily together, though they do have some similar ideas about shrinking the size of government. There's also independent Lewis Myers, and he is a physician, and he's running and saying that he'll take every issue on its own merit and kind of make a decision based on all the facts around each issue. And finally, you have Fair Representation Vermont candidate Joshua Knox. And Knox tells me he's not a single-issue candidate, but one of the main reasons he's running is to change how the seats in the Chittenden County Senate delegation are apportioned and broken up.
That's VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks.
You bet.